relevant scriptures that will display in your home.
Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, how you doing?
How may I help you?
What company is this?
This is a third-party call center company that represent many companies with multiple products. If you give me a little information, I might be able to assist you. What's your zip code?
3189.
One moment. Three three one eight nine is the zip code.
That's correct.
What's your name?
My name is Melissa Pierce.
Ms. Pierce, would you verify your address for me, please?
It's 11150 Southwest 211th Street, Cutler Bay, Florida 33189.
Excuse me. I've located an account for you. So, oh, this stems back from October.
October?
Mm-hmm.
It just, the bill is just coming through today. It's a 5/20/2022.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that that bill for $59.89, but it goes back from October 24th. It was declined. Back in October, ma'am. Back in October 24th, you entered into a contest entry to win maybe an iPhone, Dyson vacuum cleaner, something of the sort. For that contest entry, you might have paid $2 or $3, or $3, or anywhere from $2 to $9 for a contest entry, and it tells you that it's automatically going to enroll you into this meal plan. So what happened was, that was back in 2010-24. So they didn't. The card declined in 10-24. So
10-24 didn't have this card.
Well, the card number I have is 2140 that was declined. Ended in 2140. And then this one is in 3013.
How did they get this card?
I don't know, ma'am. That's something you have to discuss with your bank. I'm just a call center here.
Okay. Well,
you said it was in October of 2021.
Yes. So you have to contact your bank.
We will talk about that whole bunch of people in the morning. Don't worry about it.
Because
that's fraud right
there. Contact your bank, and because with the information you're giving me about the difference of cards, because I don't have your card information. We just handle the transactions here. So you have to contact your bank. Back in October 24, there was a charge of $39.89 with a card decline. Initially, you might have paid to have a contest entry or something of the sort.
No.
Okay. Well, here is showing that you had a contest entry for Instapot. Which is an Instapot.
What is that?
So that's a kitchen tool, you know, back in 2024.
No.
So what I can do right now, at any rate, I'm sorry.
I can't hear you.
At any rate, the card was declined then, okay? So they did not get a payment then. Then it was declined in May 18th, initially, for the $59.89 off 3013 card. Card ending in 3013, and then that was for a contest entry as well for, hold on, let me see what it's for. So most recently, hold on. names on a different page. So most recently, it was for the... Hold on. I'm trying to see what it's for. So for...
I'm listening.
Ma'am?
I'm listening.
Yeah, I don't have... You're going to have your bank to call. I don't have... The only information I have is when the transaction's been made. I was just trying to help you out to see what it was for. I'm looking on a different page to see what things are. So, I mean, we're a call center. We're legit here. We're not a fraud. Now, to enter your card number, we didn't enter that. At some point in time... Okay, well, let me transfer you to the fraud department, sir. Please hold.
Okay, then. We didn't enter it either.
Hold on, please. Give me one moment. I'm transferring the information now. Customer claiming fraud. They'll do an investigation and see the IP address, where it come from, where the charge come from. So please hold.
Okay. I need a pencil and paper.
You left me get one.
Come on, pick up. No, pencil, right there. Ink pen. Customer, I need to notate. Customer claiming fraud. One moment.
The number I just called.
Yeah, we're a call center here. We handle multiples of accounts. So I'm transferring you now. Please hold.
Okay.